Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through bidding.
Giving up, and all the people
things, their evilness, and their deeds of choices, their deeds of unholy, their deeds, your actions, the way you do, and the things you say, and the word of God say, you know, the tree is not good fruit of God. I'm telling you, and special people tell me, don't die, well, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do it because the word of God told me I can do. Let's go to Corinthians. Take time and don't judge. You need to read your word. For the word told us to judge. Lord, I thank you. Don't judge. Well, I'm telling you, just eat all the wrong food you want. We just take all this wrong stuff that these preachers giving you. You know, well, I'm going to judge what's being said to me. Because I can. Because the word told me to. I'm going to judge everything that's being spoken on my life, my family's life. I'm going to judge it. Yeah, because he just told us that there's false prophets. There's false to everything that's real. There's some false. There's false preachers, false teachers. There's false everything in everything. To everything is true, there's some false. I'm telling you. You know, some people say I'm true, some people say I'm lying. So there's truth, there's false. I'm trying to find the scripture here. I'll get back to it. I'll take you back to that as soon as I find it. Let's see. Will, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity. tribulation, whereas angels which are greater than thou and may bring not railing, accuse accusations against them before the Lord. But these are natural brutish beasts, but these are the natural brutish beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speaking evil of the things that they understand not. And this was going on. You know, a lot of the generation today don't even know truth because they've been presented false teaching, false preaching, and the same thing that they already had in the world, they've been presented the same thing in the house of God today, so they don't have to change. So it says, you know, some people understand when they're ministering the word and they're ministering it, you know, trying to minister to them the same word that's been, you know, over 2,000 years ago, the word don't change, God don't change. So we shouldn't try to change his word. Of course, you need to change your life style and the way you act and the way you talk and the things you say and the way we live. But God's word don't change. He's still the same. And shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Oh, yes. You're going to perish in your own corruption on today. But I tell you, Jesus came to restore us back. Come on, wake up. These secret agents, pastors, and leaders, you know, are trying to damn your soul. The word of God is the damnable heresies. And that's all you see and hear today all around about you. But I tell you, God's word came to restore us back. And the word of God is our basic instruction before leaving this earth. Oh, yes, get your ticket, get your life in order. The word of God will be a lamp unto your feet on today and a light unto your path. Oh, right for your life. Oh, the devil's after your soul. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came. Jesus. Oh, thank God for Jesus. He came to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. And didn't go all the way and do what God had told them to do. And we must obey God's word. We must obey truth today. We must get our house in order for the soon coming King. Oh, yes, he's soon to come. Okay, you say, they say peace over here, peace over there. The word of God says, yes, there's swift destruction, I'm telling you. But only until the Prince of Peace comes will there be peace on today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for the word of God, because we realize that everything else is going down but the word on today. We pray for the listeners on today, God, that you will save, set free, and deliver, oh God. We pray that you will bring them to the knowledge of the truth, saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we pray for their ears to be sensitive to your voice, oh God. Get them spiritual ears to hear, because there's life in the word of God. And if I hear the word of God, I can live on today. We pray in the name of Jesus that you just have your way in the land. We pray for those that are sticking their bodies on today to know that the word of God says that by your stripes we'll heal on today. And we're going to believe the report on the Lord of the Lord on today. We're walking by faith and not by sight on today. We thank you, God, for every listener today. And we pray that you'll minister to them like only you can do in these last evil days. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready. Amen.
We thank you for listening to the Ready Church Part 2. This was Secret Tools That the Devil Used. And on tomorrow night, there is an episode coming up. So stay tuned at 6:30. The Ready Church will be broadcasting another episode. So stay tuned and God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took Cain by. go through a bit.